This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gone to 2-0. Can you just explain, you know, just how the turning point that was in the game for you guys?
Well, definitely a turning point. I mean, really bad luck if you want to look at it. Break a stick and can't do anything with the puck. And he came up with a huge save for us and at a crucial time of the game.
Andy, this was really the first time all series you've played with the lead. How did you see maybe Boston change their game a bit in chasing the game and the way you guys really locked in and defended?
No, you know, I think I talked about our game where we needed better puck play. I thought our puck play throughout the game was really good. Our passing was good. You know, that led to better team speed. I don't think they changed their game. They're really good at how they play, and we have to focus on how we play. And I said before this started, you got two good teams that are playing hockey against each other.
How would you evaluate Alex Lyon's first start
in
the playoffs for the
Sabres? Well, I thought he was very good tonight. I thought both goalies, both teams left some high-quality stuff out there. You know, even the third period, I think we hit the Greenway hit a post. Zucker hit a crossbar. The opportunities were there. I thought Alex made some cross-ice passes, even a couple in the first period. You know, that I think frustrated them a little bit. But at the same time, you know, our power play let Swayman off the hook. We had an empty net. Dahls had an empty net to shoot it in, and he chose pass. But there was some good stuff there, and both goaltenders made some big saves at key times.
And Noah Oslin said he was a little nervous at the beginning of the game, but for him to have the debut he had, what's it say about him?
Well, you know, I think he said it as best he could. He's got experience. He's been in the playoffs. Everybody's a little nervous going into a game like that. I totally understand that. I thought he played a really solid game for us. Got a little disjointed with all the penalties, you know, where, you know, I'd like to see him play a little bit more because he was going so good. But for a first playoff game with us, he gets an A+.
On that goal from Alex Tuff, you know, there hasn't been a lot of time and space out there in the series, but he had plenty of it there. Like, what was your view on the bench, and what were you thinking when you saw he had all that space?
Are you talking the first goal?
Tuck's goal.
Well, I just thought, you know, we had good motion inside the zone. We won a couple battles. I thought we did a lot better job of moving our feet on the walls, not getting trapped on the walls. Came off the wall. Tage did a great job in front of their goaltender, and that's pretty well the type of goals we're going to need to score.
That was an empty net goal by Noah Oslin, but at the end of the day, was that just heart and desire that scored that goal? I mean, he seemed like he put a lot into that.
He really did. The effort to get down there, the effort to out-battle, and then, you know, the scouting report on Pastrnak when he's in goal is you got to go 5-hole.
stood out in particular about your penalty killers late in the third period when they killed off the interference penalty against Dahlin and the tripping penalty against Tage Thompson.
You know, we weren't really happy with our first couple kills. We lost a little bit of our positioning, gave them a couple big opportunities, went through some of those after the first period, and I thought those last two kills were excellent. Made it tough. I thought we got a couple great blocks, but I thought the rhythm, especially those top four guys up front that were killing, and you know, the Timmins block, I thought Samuelson was really solid around net front and didn't really give him that, you know, that second opportunity after they shot a puck.
Lindy, sorry if you've been asked this about this already, but how valuable is it from a momentum standpoint when a penalty shot that you were able to withstand it?
Yeah, I think there's two ways you can look at it. It's a big lift for us, or, you know, because of a tough break, they end up scoring and they had to go up 2-0. It's just a huge momentum swing one direction or the other. So, I mean, that save is probably the save of the night.
Lindy, you haven't scored a first goal in this series. Power play is well chronicled, even though we got better tonight. But did you sense that your team looked like itself again, especially in the second half of this game, and had more swagger and just was moving with speed and playing the way you've seen for 4 months in a lot of ways?
I would say that I thought we looked like that the whole game. I liked the start of the game. You know, those first couple power plays were real good. Just couldn't get it to go. But I thought our speed and our pace of play and the way our defense were involved was, that is our game. And it starts with, you know, moving the puck. We made tape-to-tape passes where, you know, that generates a lot of speed.
What do you think about what you're getting out of Bowen Byram through three games in this series?
Yeah, well, there's a guy that has some experience in situations like this, and he's given us some speed. He's given us some goal scoring. I mean, that goal kind of reminded me of the overtime goal in Ottawa. You know, came around the backside and one-timed it before the goaltender can get set. But I thought a lot of his decisions offensively were real good decisions. I thought defending-wise, he was solid. It was a good night for Bo.
Talk about just one more, shift-to-shift, game-to-game. What have you liked about the way the group has kind of handled the highs and lows, whether it's within a game or going from game two to game three so far?
Well, you know, we've talked about the emotion of winning a big game, and then we talked about you got to get through the emotion of losing a tough game, and you lose at home, and you had all this emotion after game one, and that's the battle of the playoffs is, you know, you've got to be ready to put away a big win. Like, we have to be ready to put this game away and get ready for a really desperate team on Sunday in their building. Just the same way they have to put the game away and know that, you know, they got a battle to bounce back. So it's something that our guys, some of them haven't been through, but they've got a little bit of a taste of it.
As you've gotten to know Alex Lyon's personality this year, do you get the sense that he kind of enjoys the 18,000 fans taunting his name?
I mean, he just enjoys the game, period, and never put a lot of thought into the fans chanting his name. But, you know, I think anybody would fuel off of some of the saves they made. And we all know he's gave us everything he's had since the start of the year, and tonight he gave us another great performance. Thanks.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.